Indiana's revenue situation is beginning to normalize after years of major fluctuations due to the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports the state closed the books on its fiscal year Thursday with nearly $3 billion in reserves.
State Comptroller Tara Klutz says the state's financial position is the result of strong fiscal leadership.
We had another very productive year with taxpayer refunds going out, historic investments in education, public safety, infrastructure, and economic development.
Office of Management and Budget Director Chris Johnston says while state revenues seem to have found their new normal in the wake of the pandemic, there are worrying signs in people's pocketbooks. Household savings is going down and household debt is going up.
What is that going to mean to sales tax, which when you look at the revenue report is about 50% of our total general fund revenue?
Despite strong reserves, the state did not collect enough to trigger an automatic taxpayer refund. That's in large part because lawmakers spent $3 billion in one-time funding in the new budget. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.